I'll declare the meeting open. Ordinance to section 5.23A of the Local Government Act of 1995 and part 2A of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. This council meeting will be recorded. Audio or recordings will be retained as part of the Shire of Coolman's records and will be made available to the public via the council's website, excluding recordings of matters that council will take behind closed doors. Of attendance, we have no apologies, have no leave of absence. Declarations of interest by members. Anyone have any declarations of interest? Nil. Public question time. I don't have any questions, but we have one member from the public. Applications for leave of absence for the meeting in October. Councillor Gable. If we have a mover and a seconder, Councillor Kersey, Councillor Miller. Anyone opposed to give them? Councillor Gagel is last meeting off.
Yep.
Carried. any further applications for leave of absence? No. 7.1, Shire of Coolman, ordinary minutes, 20th of August 2025. You see there is one amendment there. Minutes of the Shire of Coolman ordinary meeting held on 20th of August. Be confirmed as true and correct recording, subject to the minutes amending for being amended to reflect that Councillor Kersey be recorded as being in attendance at item 3 of the minutes. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Spoker, Councillor Noble. Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? Carried. 7.2, Roe Rock Ordinary Council meeting minutes for the 4th of September. Attachment 1. Councillor Mullen, Councillor Miller. Any questions or comments out of those minutes? Anyone opposed to receiving the minutes? Carried. Seven point three, Fire Control Officers Meeting, 4th of September 2025. Attachment 2. Over and regular Councillor Gagel, Councillor Noble. Any discussion out of that?
No, the meeting went pretty well. Brent, there's a couple of amendments made to that addition. License to outload. Good discussion around that, so we'll see how it goes for this harvest.
Anyone have any queries on that? Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? No presentations or deputations. 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of August 2025. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Kennedy. Councillor Miller. Any questions out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? carried. 9.2, financial report, August 2025. Mover and seconder. Councillor Dowdy. Councillor Mullen. Questions or comments on that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 1.3, adoption of the 25-26 annual fire break order. Councillor Miller, Councillor Gagel. Any questions or comments on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Uh, 9.4, application for fire break variation, Heather Gibson, 51 Truebody Street. And a mover and seconder. Councillor Miller, Councillor Noble. Any questions or discussion on that?
Yeah, I just like say if we start doing things like that, we're going to set ourselves up for problems, making different rules for one person or another just to make it work for them. And you just couldn't mow it to make it a fire break anyway, because it's going to grow again, or we're always going to have an ignition point. And it's just not possible to do it.
And it's not fair on the neighbours.
No. And you can imagine if someone did it on a broad scale, farming-wise, well, it's not a problem.
Better fuel in that lot. Yeah.
And around it, yeah.
Many of these sort of requests, you consider, like some local governments don't enforce fire breaks.
Yeah.
So you're in enforcement, if you're in enforcement, if you're not, I think that's what's in line. Which some local governments don't enforce.
Is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.5, request to waive the requirement for development application for CBH. Over and seconder. Councillor Gunn. Councillor Noble. Questions or comments? I haven't heard of any feedback yet since we suggested a different entrance than what they've requested, but I don't think they've replied to it as yet.
As I understand it, the consultants have plans for discussions.
Generally, yeah. As written in the report, they initially wanted to access off Commonwealth Road. Asked them to relook at that and put an access in front of the where the way bridge is, so they're actually driving straight across the road rather than turning on and off our roads and screwing around all. And there's heads around there for them to do that, so yeah. It probably just cost them a little bit more in than what it would have if they coming off the other road, but that's about it.
Yep.
Is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? 9.6, Ray Rock Memorandum of Understanding, an operational guideline. That's all that one, is it?
Yeah, I'd just like to propose an alternate motion. The alternate motion would read point one, which is what's written there, that council endorses the proposed update of Ray Rock MOU and new operational guidelines as presented by Ray Rock Executive Officer, which has also been supported by Ray Rock CEOs and Ray Rock Council representatives. And point two, that's in the background and comment section, the Ray Rock meeting resolution, 4th of September 2025, is removed and replaced with the correct resolution from agenda item 10.2 of the Ray Rock meeting held on the 4th of September 2025, which is the leaflet that's been passed around.
I'd like to move an alternate motion. Yep. We have a second note. That will not. Questions or comments on that? Those opting that.
Item 9.7,
Show Regional Organisation and Councils application for membership by the Shire of Wickham. Mover and seconder.
I'd like to move an alternate motion for this item as well. So point one is the officer's recommendation as is, that council endorse the Shire of Wickham's admission as a member of Ray Rock Regional Organisations. Organisation of councils, as outlined in discussion paper, Ray Rock new membership request, Shire Wickham. And point two, that the Ray Rock meeting resolution from agenda item 10.3 of the Ray Rock meeting held on the 4th of September be inserted into the background and comment section of agenda of our agenda item 9.7. So the one we removed in the item prior belongs in this item. So if you go up to page or the page before, the Ray Rock meeting resolution that we removed is the one that will be inserted into the next, which is the 9.7.
We've got a second note for that. Councillor Gungil. Anyone oppose? Gary? No. 9.8, Chief Executive Officer of Mid-Year Performance Review. Mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Lucchesi.
The documents that are circulated under separate cover haven't been circulated under separate cover until the confidential section is received.
leave that motion on the table until the go into the higher section of the meeting. 9.9 disability access and inclusion plan for 25 to 2030. Mover and seconder. Councillor Miller. Councillor Dowie. Any questions or comments on that? Opposed to adopting the recommendation. Any questions or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. No motions of which previous notice have been given. No motions from members without notice. And no new meeting, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting.
Would that actually be to move item 9.8 into confidential section? Then we'll move on to 9.7.
As you've got my on the table, that's really good.
We have someone move that we're going to camera. Councillor Gaffigal. Councillor Keating. I'd like to ask our guest to leave for a camera. Yep, if we have a vote, maybe come out and stop.
Every Wednesday afternoon, once a month. Now he could even drive this one.
We have a mover and seconder. Thanks. Councillor Keating. Councillor Miller. Carry that to the next meeting.
So, in respect to that 10.1, you put.
Is it the one?
No, 9.8.
9.8.
Yeah, we were on the understanding that all councillors had scheduled with that. Supposed documentation, but apparently not. So, it may well be best to just table it to the following meeting, and that can be distributed to all councillors.
And a mover and seconder for that.
So, yeah,
we'll have a mover and seconder. Councillor Mullen, Councillor Smaker. Then we'll close the meeting at 4:25 and we'll ask staff to leave and we'll